The Mind Aware, 8:11.
Hello, Dana Wild here, and I'm so happy you joined me and that we're hanging out today. You're listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy and how to get paid to be you. As I said, I'm your host, Dana Wild, and I know you are here because you want to leverage the power of mindset. Right? Leverage the power of mindset every single day. And the best way to do that is to get the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs daily newsletter. It comes in the inbox every day. It's free. My favorite price. You just head over to danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. M-A-N-T-R-A. And you get that little jolt of happy in your inbox every day. Isn't that so cool? So today, I am going to reveal a way to get more clients that is right in front of you right now. What could it be? Well, I'm going to tell you what. We had somebody write in. And actually, you can get your own question answered on the show. You just go to danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana. There's a little form to fill out. And that's what this person did. And she wrote, I would like to reach people who could benefit from my classes. I do yoga therapy. And I want to find the folks who are my folks. I've managed pretty well in spite of the pandemic. And I would just like more people in my class. I have a dedicated group, but I would like to grow my yoga classes. So, terrific. That's fantastic. And as I just hinted at, you have the best method right in front of you. And I bring this up, I actually am glad we've got this particular question because this applies to nearly all of us. And we tend to overlook it, or we tend to forget, or we tend to not want to bother our current clients or some kind of feeling like that. But your current clients are the best people to bring in new business. For eons, word of mouth and client referrals has been the best way to bring in new business for nearly every business. Think of all of the things that you have tried or seen or done because somebody else has referred them. See this movie, watch this series on Netflix, go try this restaurant. I found a good fill in the blank and somebody's using it. How many times haven't you asked your friends or family members, you know, I'm looking for this, and then you get advice and then you get it. Isn't it crazy how much business comes in by word of mouth? And yet, sometimes as entrepreneurs, we tend to overlook this, or we tend to feel weird about asking our clients for referrals, or we tend to think that we've got to have some kind of fancy system to do it. Or we say, well, I've tried that and they aren't doing it. So you might even say right now, oh, well, I've asked them to bring a friend. I ask them every class to bring a friend. So here are a few tips that I think will be useful because we do come in sometimes with this idea of I've already done that, or I've tried that, or I tell them to bring a friend, or, you know, I've told them to refer people. Really think about it for a second. When you do that, when you say bring a friend to class, do you really have the feeling of positive expectation that they're going to do it? And I'm going to address this a little bit later in the show, because I think most of us, we do those. Do you know anybody who needs this service? Can you refer somebody who needs this service? Or we've got some kind of pat thing like, if you could refer three clients, then I've got a stamp card. But we do it without that feeling of expectation, without that feeling of positive expectation that something is going to happen. And so because of that, the way we present it, the systems we do have built up around it match that low expectation. So let's talk about three things you can do to get people to act. These are like action things. Woo! Dana's actually going to talk about action. I am. Here it is. Here are the three things that you can actually do to get people to refer friends or bring people or find clients. Because side note here, and I'm going to give you these three things to do, but think about what you said in your opening. You said, I want to find the folks who are my folks. You like the people you're working with. Well, wouldn't it make sense that those people that you're working with would also hang out with people who are cool like them? Like, you want more people who are like the people that are in your classes now. Wouldn't it make sense that their friends and acquaintances and colleagues and relatives would be like them, birds of a feather and all that, right? So these three things work. The first one, incentivize. So it's give them, I'm going to tell you all three and then we're going to go back over. Incentivize. Give them some kind of a reward for referring somebody. And it can be anything. It can be, you know, half off your next class, a package, a prize, a backpack, whatever you want it to be. It doesn't matter what it is. The second thing is add a deadline. Because, and this is probably the one where most people are not doing it. If you change your incentive, if you change your incentive and you add a deadline to the incentive, if people want that thing, they have to act now. Because otherwise it's like, oh, I get that backpack if I bring somebody who signs up for a 2-month, 3-month package. Yeah, good. I'm going to remember that. I'll do that sometime. And they don't act. But if you say, bring somebody who's going to sign up for a 3-month package or who enrolls for this quarter by the 30th of the month, and then you get this thing, whatever it is. One thing on that note, I keep saying the backpack because it's kind of easy, and I actually got a backpack for somebody, so it's top of mind for me. But here's the thing to think about with that. If you're in a position where you can do this, people would rather have something that is you or your time that they can't get anywhere else. So just tuck that in the back of your mind. It doesn't have to be you personally, because it doesn't always, not always feasible for a business to have your time. Like, you can't say, I'll give you a coaching call for everybody who you get to subscribe to my newsletter. You know, you have to think about the time factor. If you're not in a position where you can give that kind of time, it's totally understandable, because it's got to make sense. It's got to make sense. But think about if there's anything you can offer that is uniquely you that they can't get anywhere else, because they're hooked on you and they like being in your world. So what is that thing that you could give them that would give them more of you? Right? Just food for thought. It may not apply to your business, you know, whether it's the yoga business or whether it's another listener that's listening, but sometimes we devalue what we have and we think, oh, well, nobody wants more of, they get enough of me on in the class, or, you know, no, not they're there for you. If you can give them something that's more you, so maybe it's a special move or technique that you've created just for them because you've been there and you can put it on a video, or, you know, there's all sorts of ideas there. So incentivize, add a deadline. And then the third one, recognize when somebody does it. So if somebody is bringing somebody to class, point them out, point both of them out. And if you've got something you're giving them, give it to them in front of the whole class, or talk about it in front of the class. Recognize what has been achieved. There's an old saying, and I think it comes from the direct sales industry, and it gets recognized, gets repeated. Speaking of direct sales, you can implement this in any business. If you have a direct sales meeting, you can have tickets to a free drawing every month, and people who bring a guest can get an extra ticket or an extra 3 tickets. You know, tickets don't cost you anything. The guests can get a ticket just for showing up, and you can do the drawing. So really incentivize people to bring other people, or incentivize them to sponsor new people. Coaching. Send them something nice in the mail. if you have a coaching client that's referred you, send them something really beautiful. In fact, think about if you had this beautiful gift basket. Let's say you were doing live and in-person coaching sessions. You had this live, this big gift basket. And you said, oh, yeah, this is going to anybody who refers a new client by the 30th. You could even do it by Zoom. You can have it sitting in the frame behind you. What you ask, is this gift basket sitting behind me? So coincidentally, oh, you get that if you refer somebody by the 30th, right? Think about something really awesome. Because, you know, coaching, sometimes those clients can be very long-term clients and they can buy bigger packages than maybe you would get from a yoga studio. I mean, everybody's got different packages, right? Digitally, give them a free program that they can only get if they refer. So something that would be specifically designed for that particular promotion that nobody else would get access to, right? Funny, because as marketers, we think of all these elaborate marketing methods. And the best people to support us and promote us are right in front of us, aren't they? They're the people who are already following us and already loving us. That's the people to go out and talk about your business. That's the people where you get new subscribers, new listeners to the podcast, right? Hint, hint. They're right in front of us and we don't even think about it. And then the final one, and I mentioned it a second ago, is train your brain. Juice up your positive expectation. Really think like, wow, I love to give to my clients and I like the opportunity for them to be able to promote my business. And I know they love it and they appreciate me and they know that I'm out there really working hard and thinking about them every day and they're top of my mind. And I know that they're excited to promote me and talk to others. And it's really nice and it's all been right in front of my eyes and they're my best supporters and my best promoters. And now I've got this awesome tribe because all of these people that are coming into the tribe, they know each other. And so they want to stay and they want to hang out because they play together because they came in together. It's really such a good system and it was so easy to do. And I love growing this class with people who are friends and it makes it so fun, right? You've got this. You're going to have you already do have a rockin' yoga business. So now you're just going to take it to the whole next level. And I know you've totally got this.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.